כאילו בשה, בגלל הבאישה, בזמן דחלי. ומחים, איתו
זה
employer or two employers they will claim from the fund, so that
in the event that the income is reduced, they can make up to the income by payment from the fund. Section 33 of the Act provides that a contributor's entitlement to benefits accrued at a rate of 1 day's benefit for every completed 6 days of employment as a contributor, subject to a maximum of accrual of 238 days. In looking at the Act, it has been found that the maximum of 238 days is not in managerial due as proposed in the Act. Therefore, in order to address this anomaly, an amendment to Section 39 of the Act is proposed in order to provide for 365 days. So the period in terms of which is taken into consideration is now extended to 365 days instead of the 238 days. Clause 6 of the amendment seeks to amend Section 13 by insertion of a new provision, which seeks to allow contributors to claim benefits if they have failed, regardless of whether it's claimed within that 4-year cycle. So the current deal is that if they have claimed within a period of 4 years, they cannot claim even if they do have failed. What this amendment does is to allow them to claim if they build up sufficient credit to pay. So, 8 of the amendment will seek to amend Section 17 of the Act in order to increase the period of submitting application for unemployment benefits. The current reality is that applications need to be submitted within 6 months. Thereafter, you cannot claim. If 6 months has elapsed, you cannot claim. The proposal now is to extend this period from 6 months to 12 months. So the period in which you can claim is extended from 6 months to 12 months. Clause 9 of the amendment bill seeks to amend Section 20 of the Act. So it provides the contributor is entitled to illness benefits if the days of illness are less than 7 days. Automatically, then it says that if you were sick for less than 7 days, you could not have claimed. The reality, the amendment that says that you can claim if you are sick for less than 7 days. So, stand of the amendment bill seeks to amend Section 24 of the Act. So it provides for a period when a contributor is entitled for maternity benefits in case of a miscarriage. The reality, therefore, is that currently, if you have a miscarriage, you can't pay for maternity benefits. Now, what the Act does is to recognize that you're going through this whole process, and therefore, you would be entitled to pay for maternity benefits. Obviously, it would be determined in terms of the period in which you are not able to work. Clause 12 of the amendment policies to amend Section 6 of the Act. In the case a dependent may apply for benefits on behalf of deceased from 6 months to 18 months. It is further amended by the insertion of a new provision allowing contributors to nominate the beneficiaries in cases of death benefits. So the three main beneficiaries still remain: the spouse, the life partner, and the children still remain the three main beneficiaries. However, what it does is to allow for the contributor to nominate other beneficiaries in addition to those. Clause 13 of the amendment bill seeks to amend Section 33 of the Act by prohibiting the charging of a fee by any applicant of any third party that claims on behalf of the applicant. So it does not preclude you from assisting an applicant, but what it does is prohibit you from charging a fee. So I can go to anybody to assist me, but I can't. That person should not charge me for assisting me in terms of the process. Clause 14 It can empower the board to appoint the regional appeal committee for each region determined by the minister. The current reality is that the minister, on consultation with the board, can appoint a regional appeal committee. What the amendment does is to empower the board to do so after the minister has determined a region. So the minister may determine the Western Cape as a region. The minister may determine an economic zone as a region. And the minister then, we have empowered, the amendment then empowers the board to appoint a regional appeals committee. Section of the amendment bill seeks to make Schedule 2 there. So as to empower the minister to vary the income replacement rate and amended previous use regulations. The reality is that the income replacement rate can now only be amended through legislation, amendment to the legislation. What it does is to allow the minister to do so through regulation. It just simplifies the process and expedites the process in order to respond to economic realities in a much easier and more efficient way. So the way forward that we see, Madam Chair, is that the Cabinet has approved the UI bill. The bill has been released for public comment. We published the bill 2 or 3 weeks ago. The comment on the bill was then tabled earlier for social partners to deliberate on the bill. These deliberations were concluded in November 2013. On the 6th of October 2015, the Office of the State Law Advisor certified the UIL, and we are now currently discussing this process change to deal with the amendments. Chair, I think that's where we want to conclude the presentation, and if there's any questions, the colleague that I will have with me will be able to respond appropriately.
Thank you, Jefferson. I think we have the opportunity of actually summarizing the proposed bill as well as the presentation. And I think it's simply straightforward and really to the advancement of the community at large. One aspect that I wanted to engage on was on the maternity part, I think it's close to where it speaks about the full benefits of miscarriage and also of stillborn. And I was puzzled that I had been covered in looking at the accident and covered in terms of the third trimester. And it's also speaking about voluntary termination of pregnancy, but that is not covered. I just wanted to check that in certain instances there are people who are being raped and they are sort of forced to have a termination of pregnancy if they choose to. If that will also be covered. Let me check this one.
If you are free, I think the voting part is the issue that this is not covered. You can take that for a success because I'm suspicious. the Board of Homicidal Termination of
Pregnancy. Remember, the Act covers voluntary termination within the period that is prescribed by law of death. Now, you might have worked with people who want to terminate outside that period when the baby is bigger than the law allows. That's a voluntary process. It's not because there's a sickness implication in it. If the doctor says, in order for her to suffer, the woman to suffer, even though they've passed the period, they've got to abort at the cancer. But where there's no doctor that says there's any complication, there's anything, and the person goes out and start the abortion. That's a voluntary process.
I think it's clear. Can I ask
yourself
a question? You are saying if I agree and understand what you say. In a case where they're testing, at times people don't know that they're testing, so it's a fact. Up to the 8th, 9th, people discover that they are testing. And a person might have some discomfort or something that are not normal in the body. And the person contacts the person. And even at that stage, the daughter could not see any pregnancy. And you consider such situations, because such situations, there would be they'd be supported by the doctor. If the person said, I went to the doctor, maybe when you were at the age of 5 months, and nothing else was discovered, would that person automatically fall under the law?
When
it is law,
if the doctor says in this case, although they pass a period, there's an issue of a pickup and support that abortion take place. But if the doctor says there's nothing wrong with the baby, then big up, because there are laws that govern that you don't want another legislation to undermine other legislation that govern the process. If the doctor says there is something, and I, as a doctor, using my professional understanding of pregnancy and the law governing that, this patient has got to work in a machine. It doesn't matter what the time is.
Any questions from the members? I have another guarantee. A close with you. I did not get you clear there. Were you saying in consultation with the minister or after consultation? What is the and what state there?
I'll say that the current reality is that the current law says that the minister, after consultation with the court, can appoint a regional appeals committee. The amendment seeks to empower the court to do so. The court can appoint a regional appeals committee, but only if the minister designated a region. So the responsibility now is that the minister designates a region. We can take as an example, and the board then can appoint a field committee for that region. So it changes the current reality from the fact that the minister appointed a regional field committee to the board that can now appoint a regional field committee.
The new chief that was correct here is this, that the president, the minister appoints the board, which is the field committee. Now, every time there's a regulation, somebody gets sick, either the field committee is going to be the minister that appoints. And the minister, with all the submissions that the minister, it takes time and it becomes come and it affects them, the member who are appealing if you do not have a board. And the intention of the change is to try to make it easy and quick so that you always have members of the appeal committee of the regime present. has advertised or agreed that the appointment, because the board sits almost outside the month, should be the board appointing and filling vacant for such a day. Limits are not settlement. Where should the field regions be? The minister can definitely, that in the Western case, I want three regions. That's what we're dealing with, a team in the Western case. And the board is to make sure that they call on nominations from those that need to sit on that, and that the board is appointed without having to go to the minister. Because the fluidity of this, the changes, people leave, the people resign, and when every time you go to the minister to fill vacancy, becomes a little bit cumbersome, and it affects the negative if they are delayed.
Who has more power at the end? Does the minister have the power to say he accepts the nominations of the man and holds the title? Does he have the power to say no? You see, that's why I need that this consultation. To what extent should we have to agree? There are a lot of people like here. I had seen consultation or after consultation. Because within consultation we mean a certain thing and after consultation, and in this case I don't see, it's like you are asking of more after, but I'm not really, I don't get it. I want to understand the position of the minister. Will she or will he, whoever is there, have power after the board has decided and say this is the judgment say for ABC?
The amendment seeks to empower the board to appoint a regional appeals committee themselves. It removes that prerogative now from the minister and provides it to the board. The minister does not have, the amendment does not give the power to challenge the board's decision. The board has now the power to appoint and probably have the power to remove an appeals committee. So in this case, the power has moved from the minister, given the mixture that we want to address in terms of the process, the lengthy process, people are suffering unduly because of not having an appeals committee. The power now removed from the minister and it is provided to the board. So the board has the power now. The minister does not have the power any longer. The only power that the minister has is to determine the regions. So if the minister decides to make a case as 1, 2, 3 regions or whatever the case may be, that is the power that is afforded to the minister. The board then has to decide and to action on the number of regions that the minister has determined. So the board has to appoint an appeals committee for each of these regions that the minister has identified, and that is a proposal in terms of the amendment.
Any further clarity? Can you get this clarity about the public participation? How much have you covered in terms of public participation on the day?
The bill was published in public only. And there were extensive discussions at that level. We have not gone out in the different rooms, the public and the chair. And the deal was discussed in the board and the chairman and remember that the board is constituted by the same constituents that are supposed to measure engagement of slaves in the community. And therefore, they have engagement movement in two forums. And then at the board level, there's a message, and the public commentary. And the secretary was able to translate the Haitian comments that were considered both at the board and the board.
I also just want to comment that even DTSA was contacted as well as President when we were having this meeting. So they are aware of what is happening.
Thank you.
Can you pause or can you provide us with the comments that have been made? Despite the fact that I believe it was our vote and that it was the important but I should convey the most.
I think what we will be able to do is to make available the explanation we receive and that can be taken into consideration. And also possibly sure that we the latest report that we have on the board will be circulated and allowed to
thank you so much. Thank you for coming again. More enlightened and just ready to give us an opportunity to listen to you and our professionals out there. And thank you so much. We are going to adjourn the meeting for 5 minutes, allowing the department to and then we remember that you can also be one of the very beginning programs that has been effective. Thank you so much. So the meeting is done. Temporarily adjourned.
Thank you.
Remember that there is no forum for us to continue. In any case, we are going to be dealing with the program in the minute, as I'm updating on each other on the program. So I'm sure we can do that on Wednesday. There's nothing that is going to affect our Wednesday meeting. So we can do that on Wednesday meeting. So the meeting then is adjourned.
Thank you.